Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Dave with Redneck and Eyes Radio coming at you. We're live here Sunday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, coming live at you, checking out things going on in the trucking industry and see what's going on out there and following the news and all that. I've been checking up on things. You know, Canada's been going at it. I tell you what, we all cherish our freedom here in the United States. Well, obviously, Canada cares a little more about it. They're willing to protest more than we are. You know, you can't get truckers to agree on anything down here in the States, but Canada, they seem to be holding together pretty good, raising a lot of money and pissing a lot of politicians off. So we'll dive into that a little bit and see how that goes. But also want to make sure we're filling everybody with what's going on with Redneck and Eyes. We've always been at the parking lot every year. We were going to be going big this year, and we're actually purchased a booth so that we can – that's not going to work. Okay. But anyway – so we can purchase a booth and get to the truck show there inside, and then also still be in the parking lot and do what we usually do. But we got told we couldn't do the parking lot, that they're not going to authorize anybody to do anything like that. And it's always like you got to stay small. And this year it's kind of like they're cracking down on everything where you can't serve anything to anybody else. You got to cook for yourself if you're going to cook at all. They haven't released any official rules for the for this year's truck show, but they've always released a set of rules. And we've always did our best to abide by those rules. In fact, we kind of go above and beyond. And you know how the rules are written sometimes, like little jargon that you really can't understand. And you're like, does that mean yes or no, or big or small? What does that mean? You know, kind of like that. So when that happens, you know, we're still going to get the process going. We see you guys talking on Facebook and YouTube out there too, sharing information about, you know, what's going on. So, you know, we just want to keep everybody updated that this is what we're told. There might be some other issues with other people saying different things. And like I said, I don't know what anybody else is saying. I've heard reliable sources telling me that ain't nobody going to be in the parking lot serving food or providing any kind of entertainment unless they're keeping it close to the vest and nobody's telling nobody else. But, you know, obviously, you know, it's one of those things where if you're a truck driver out there and you're doing you know, if you're doing honest work as far as trucking goes and everything like that, and you are part of something that's trying to go on in the parking lot, you want to do your best, try to be honest with everybody, saying this is what we're doing. If you're told, I don't really understand it, why you wouldn't want to tell anybody what's going on. You know, it's kind of like, you know, do you know for sure? Do you don't know for sure? If you don't know, don't say. Okay, but if you know, then and you say you can't say, you know, why can't you say? If you don't, because then that means you just don't know. So that kind of thing is going on there. We're going to keep talking about that and see what's going on with that. And hopefully we get some more information about it. We'll definitely pass it on to you, whatever we get. But as of right now, Redneck and I will not be in the parking lot serving any kind of food or providing any kind of entertainment, anything like that. So when you get something like that, you know, just to let you know that that's what that's going on to be like. But other than that, you know, we're just rocking along here. That's what we're going to be telling everybody is when we get the news, we'll share it with you. So let's keep on rocking here. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio.
100 cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud, dust, and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's heart gets broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneck and I's. Redneck and I's, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is it. We're Redneck and I's Radio. We're here a little live, best we can, 7 o'clock Eastern time, doing what we do here, talking about trucking life on the road. And, you know, we're doing our best trying to keep it as professional as possible. But, you know, hey, it's live radio, and we're just a bunch of truckers trying to understand technology. So, you know, we do our best. But keeping it going here, we're just talking about trucking and getting ready for the truck show, Mid-America Truck. We're going to continue talking about it because, you know, everybody doesn't know, we already got told that we can't set up in the parking lot, but we do have a booth. We paid the money for the booth, but we're still debating on whether or not we're going to participate in the booth or not, because a lot of more expenses have got to be had for that, so we don't know for sure. But, you know, keep talking about it. We see you guys posting on Facebook, asking questions, and that's awesome. Keep it up. You know, get on the truckingshow.com. That's the website for the Mid-America Trucking Show. Get on there, you know, ask questions, find out some details, and let them know what you want. Let them know what you want to do. We've always set up in the parking lot, and we just kind of, you know, real small. Well, small as small can be without being, like, you know, too small. We've always had plenty to eat for everybody there that showed up. And we've always had electricity, heat, entertainment, things going on, things to do. You know, when the weather's good, weather's bad, we're always there. And, you know, everybody says they show up there and they go to the big tent where the big sponsors are. And, you know, they either run out of food or, you know, they're not really doing anything. They're just kind of, you know, hanging out, trying to sell stuff or, you know, doing kind of like that, you know. You know, the scary part is when you walk into the Uber Freight tent, the first thing they want you to do is get your phone out, and then they want to try to sell you some Uber Freight, you know, and that's not what you really want to do, but we understand how that works, right? We understand how all that goes, and that's something that, you know, we can overlook sometimes, but, you know, we're always talking about our sponsors. You know, we're not trying to drive them down your throat or anything like that, but, you know, hey, we want to mention that the industry's, like, you know, products that support the trucking industry. They sponsor the little guys like us, Redneck and I's, and we want those guys to be heard. You know, whenever the big people just kind of overlook us, thinking it's not that big of a deal, you know, I think a lot of people out there say, you know, that we want you to look out for the little ones, the little charities or the little organizations that are, you know, doing things on the ground for the trucking industry. You know, we see a lot out there. We see a lot of organizations where they raise tons of money, and then when something happens, they're nowhere to be found. So, you know, that kind of thing is how we do things. We're not trying to save the world. We're just trying to create a little brotherhood where we can actually have conversations with truckers, and truckers can talk to other truckers and talk to four-wheelers and just, you know, talk about things and kind of put it on like a level playing field or the share the playbook, or, you know, something like that where they can understand what's going on in our industry and things that we can do here to make the world a better place. To me, I mean, that's just, you know, everything's great. You know, if you pile on problems, you're just going to create more and more problems, and you're not going to solve anything. You think you might be solving problems, but by creating other problems, you know, like not being honest with what's going on in situations, not being forthcoming with information that you might have or like that, or just flat out just telling people, you know what, you know, just leave us alone. We're going to do our thing. I don't know. You know, we need to kind of share our ideas, and it's like, what's it going to hurt? You know, a lot of the truck drivers that we've talked to here in the last week that's heard that we won't be in the parking lot, they're like, what is it hurting? Why are they so upset that you guys are in the parking lot? And we really don't know. We don't know the question. They say it's taking, you know, attention or money away from the other people, but, you know, we've gone extra steps above and beyond to make sure that doesn't happen. You know, because we're not like the biggest part of the parking lot. We're never the biggest part of the parking lot. We're just the most popular because we're always there. And you never have to worry about, are we going to have something or not have something? But now, we're not going to be there. So as it stands right now, we just kind of shut down. We put all that on pause. We're really just talking to the people about, you know, this is what we can do if you allow it, but you're not allowing it. So, you know, like I said, what we want to do is we want all the truckers out there, like I said, voice your opinions. Facebook, they've got a group and a Facebook page for the Mid-America Trucking Show. You know, hey, get on there, talk it up. I've seen a lot of people post on there asking questions, and you're right. Nobody has really given any type of answers. You know, only individuals that I've never seen or talked to or heard before are trying to spout out information that, you know, I don't even know if they're right or not. You know, they say they believe that this might be something, or they believe these other people. You know, hey, that's okay if you put, you know, maybe you believe and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong and kind of thing like that. Okay, that's fine. You're just talking. But, you know, if you don't know for sure, you know, kind of, you know, you need to understand, you know, hey, I don't know for sure. I don't know, you know, but a lot of people out there say, what's it hurting? You know, and that's what we think out there, but that's what we just keep talking about here, getting ready for the truck show. We're really, really excited about it, but you know, hey, it is what it is. That's kind of what Redneck and I's motto has always been. It is what it is. And if it ain't one thing, it's another. So that's what we keep fighting with year after year. And we got great sponsors that are ready to help us, you know, even more if we need to. And one of those great people out there is LTR Transportation. That's Load to Ride Transportation. And you can, that's a small little outfit. Well, not small, but I mean, they're a pretty good size trucking company out of Denver, Colorado. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. And they guess, you know, it's one of those great trucking companies that just keeps doing the business. They're not really about a bunch of flashy stuff. They're not trying to get out there and recruit, you know, a bunch of puppy mill drivers. They're just trying to haul that freight. And they're always busy. They're always booking freight. So, you know, if you're looking for a company and you live out in that area, or maybe you just, you know, maybe you can talk them up and see what they're doing. Maybe they're expanding out. You never know. You can give them a call at 720-277-0030, or you can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. And when you talk to them, tell them you appreciate them supporting Redneck and I's, because we really do appreciate their support. And like I said, keep on going with that. But, you know, the only other really big thing happening in the trucking industry news is this total, like, massive protest up in Canada, where truckers are just shutting everything down in Ottawa, which I guess is Ottawa like the big capital? It's like Washington, D.C. There was protest vaccine mandate. And there was one article here that I was interested in looking at. And it was talking about trucking companies steer clear of Ottawa protests. And it says Ontario-based trucking companies don't appear to have been overwhelmed with interest from their drivers to participate in this week's Freedom Convoy to Ottawa. However, many have in place rules that would prevent their company's branded equipment from being associated with the political movement. It says, I'm not aware of any drivers or owner-operators at the KTG company wanting to participate, but if they ask, they would not be permitted to do so on our time with any of our equipment we own or control. It says, what they choose to do with their time is really not our business, said Mark Seymour, CEO of Kriska Transportation Group. Says, we do not want any of our brands associated with the convoy or protest. So there you go. I mean, to me, it's one of the recruiting thing. If you work for this company and you're strongly against the, you know, the mandate, you know, well, like I said, you have to look at your options. You know, are you making a good living over there? If you are, you're willing to go, you know, obey by the rules. And, you know, it's pretty much like we do over here. Everybody wants to be an outlaw trucker until outlaw trucker thing has got to be done. And that seems to me right here that this group here, they're willing to go along to get along with the government control. And if you work for them, then you're just going along, getting along with them as well. I mean, you even have owner-operators that are contracted with this carrier. And, you know, it's so funny. It's like owner-operators are supposed to be the epitome of, like, freedom and, and owning your own business and taking your own risk and all that. But, you know, hey, you're leased to a company that says, hey, you can't use the truck to go do a protest, you know. So I thought that was interesting. It says, Marilyn Daniel, chief operating officer with Titanium Transportation, said, we have no one in the convoy at all. As a company, we supported the directives of the Ontario Trucking Association and the Canadian Trucking Alliance, which was not supportive of the convoy, which, by the way, is actually small. She says it's small. So, I mean, it's making the news. I mean, you know, come on. If the news, why would the news make a big deal out of this convoy, you know, if it was no big deal? I mean, we here over here talk all the time about protests happening, and they don't get covered because you know why? They're not big. Nobody's at the protest. You know, we have these rolling convoy stops maybe in Cincinnati or Washington, D.C., and they're not covered by any local news, or even trucking magazines don't cover them except maybe like, you know, the next week's article or next month's magazine. So because they're not big, it's not a big deal. You know, I mean, when the truck showed up during 2020, it was May 1st and all the trucks showed up and parked out front of the White House and President Trump was there. I mean, it made CNN that these trucks were out there in front of the White House. Okay. It made CNN when the chief of staff came out there and talked to the truckers. So that was a big deal. And it wasn't that many trucks, but it was a big deal. So, I don't understand how they want to talk about things like that, but yeah, that's what we're talking about. And, looks like we're going to have, and let's go, Greg. Yeah, man, you there? What's up?
Hey, I'm here. I didn't make it out tonight.
I'm doing all right. I'm doing pretty good. I went riding a little bit today, yeah, so you know, little wind therapy never hurt anybody.
Wind therapy. You know what? You just suck. We're sitting up here, Walcott. It's been colder, man. It's been colder than hell out here this week, man. Now they got another big snowstorm coming in. I don't know.
Yep.
But that being said, you know, anyhow, I mean, it is, like you said, it is what it is. Let's just bring it, man. Just get it over with. Get it out of here. Get on to bigger and better things.
That's it.
All right. As the trucking associations up there, you know, where it's a Canadian Trucker Association, it's the ATA, as sorry as they are down here, yes, mm-hmm. I'll say mm-hmm. that. ATA is a sorry organization.
Yeah.
Along with any other organization that says that they are backing the American truck, they ain't doing nothing for the truckers. They're all out for big money and government. That's what they work for. That's all they're all about. Let's face it, that's what it is. Now,
that's exactly what it is.
As far as these big trucking companies are crying that, you know, they're short on drivers and they're mm-hmm. doing this and they're doing mm-hmm. that. They go, okay, all right, here we go. Now they're telling them, well, they can't do this and they can't do that. All right, the company drivers, yeah, they can tell the company drivers, no, you're not going to use our equipment. You're not going to drive our equipment up there and you're not going to protest with our equipment. That's fine. They got the right to do that. They own that equipment. As an owner-operator, they don't own that equipment. That equipment might be leased to them. It may be leased to them, and they may control that equipment as long as it's got their signs on there. Okay, that's fine, too. They cover them signs up. That sign, that truck no longer belongs to them. As long as you're not displaying their flying, their flags, their signs, their door signs and stuff, if they're not visible, you cover them signs, then that you're on your own. You're your own person.
Yeah.
And trust me, with everything, everything as bad as it is up there now and as much as going on up there now, the provincial police up there, the Canadian police up there now, they got their hands full of more shit than to worry about whose door signs on what truck.
That's right.
I mean, they got enough trucks up there now. They have no there's no way. There's no way that they're gonna start, you know, picking on drivers up there because of a sign on their truck, their door sign on their truck. Cover them up, hang tape a protest sign over top of it or whatever, you know, whatever you're protesting. Tape that over top of it. They can't see it no more and ride. They ain't gonna care. They're not worried about that truck. they're trying to get this stuff all in check up there. They ain't got time. And it's the same way. It's strength in numbers. So now if they start messing with one up there, they're all in that together. So if they start messing with one truck, they're going to have a bunch of them to deal with, and they don't need that right now. They got enough problems.
I totally agree.
It's like down here. It's like right down here in the States. You know, I'm getting so aggravated because you hear it. I mean, year after year, month after month, you hear, and we went through this, you know, well, we're gonna shut down on this day, and we're going to slow roll, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. Hey, guys, I ain't going to do nothing. There's a thing right now going around Facebook, some group, I don't know, I ain't figured it out yet. They're planning on a deal like this down in D.C. They're going to do the same thing down in D.C. We're not sure yet, but we'll post more information when the time is right. When is the time right? If there was ever a better time to do that down here, it's right now when the Canadians are doing it up there in Parliament in Ottawa. Now's the time to do it down here.
Yep.
The Canadians just got that screwed up there now. Screw the U.S. up down here now and do the same thing down here. And that way you get Trudeau and his brother Joe down here. You keep both of them locked down and tied down in their footsteps to where somebody's going to have to do something.
Right.
You know, but if they do it up in Canada, and then when that all settles down, then the U.S. will say, well, we need to do the same thing Canada did down here. No, you need to do it at the same time. You need to, that's when you need to do it. Put a hurting on both countries at the same time. The Canadians can't come down here. We can't go up there with the vaccination screwed up like that. So now that border is just in check right there. Checkmate. It's done right there. That's where everything stops. So if you send all of our trucks to D.C., you send all their trucks over to Ottawa, to the Parliament up there, and then with all the mess going on over there in Russia and Ukraine, and, you know, with Russia and Ukraine, all right, this idiot over here in D.C., he has no idea, none of them down there has any idea what to do with that. What the hell are they going to do with that plus the pandemic that they're trying to cram down everybody's throat yet, plus now they got thousands and thousands of trucks down there crammed up in D.C. and don't have a clue how to deal with it. Well, we'll arrest you and throw you in jail, really? Really, the justice system ain't big enough to handle all the trucks. There was the last I heard, I don't know, I'm sure if I dug around you can find it, 500,000 trucks or something up there in Canada and Ontario or Ottawa. Like, I think it was the last I read somewhere, 500,000. Is what's up for right now. Now, I don't know if that's just trucks or if that's trucks, cars, pickups, SUVs. I mean, they've even got the general public in there with them.
Yeah.
And now Fox was reporting on there today that they're trying to class everybody as now we're the drivers up there in Canada, now they're white supremacists and stuff up there now because they're protesting this. Oh, now we're going to go back to that again. Now we're racist and white supremacists. Now, I bet you that there ain't a black person or nobody in that protest up there. I bet that's all white people in there. That's all it's doing, that white people up there, right? Wrong.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You better start scanning and panning around with that camera. It ain't about racism. It ain't about white supremacy. It's about them taking their rights and their freedoms away.
Well, I heard, like, at the beginning of the week, that it's possible that they've got the Guinness Book of World Record up there measuring the convoy because it might be the longest in history or in the, you know, and ever. They said the last one was like 7 kilometers long, and that was in Egypt is where that was. That's why it was measured in kilometers. So I mean, if they're saying, hey, you know what, we need to go check that out and make sure that it does. If it breaks a record, we gotta measure it. And it's like,
oh no, if it breaks a record up there, that's what these people down here need to do. Wait a minute. Are we gonna wait and let the neighbors from the north? We gonna let Canada beat us in that? We gotta beat their record up there. So let's go do it.
the drivers of the United States are like, I'm a badass. I cherish my freedom. I don't care. Da 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 da. And then here you go. Look at that. Canada's beating you. Canada's winning right now. Battle between who wants their freedom more. Canada's winning. You know, and there's signs up there that says we're doing it for everybody's. You know.
Yeah, it ain't a matter of who's winning, who's losing. We're all losing. We're all losing.
True.
The whole world's losing. The only one that's winning in this deal is the politicians and Fauci. That's it. And the Chinese. You know, it's crazy. I mean, it's got to stop. As soon as they fail or they succeed, well, then the other country starts. But that killed me when I read that today on Facebook. Well, yes, we're aware of the group that's wanting to go to D.C., and we're aware of this, but we will post more information when we feel the time is right.
Hmm.
Now, when the hell you got one group that's telling you when the time's right? No, the time's right when everybody said, look, it's time to go. Let's start rolling and get a moving.
That's right.
You know, and everybody said, well, you know, and so I said, you know, go? Yeah, I'll go. As soon as I see everybody else rolling truck after truck and a line of trucks headed down there, I'll fall right in the spot and take my place. But until I do, I've been through too many. Oh, we're going. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Ain't nobody does nothing. Ain't nobody does nothing. As soon as they start threatening them with the cops in jail or threatening to fire them, oh, I can't lose my job. I can't. You can't afford not to. You can't afford not to. I hear these guys say, well, I can't afford to shut down for 2 or 3 days. No, but you can shut down every year to go on vacation. You can shut down for 34 hours to take a reset in a truck stop or somewhere, but you can't shut down for 3 days to protest and get your rights back and get some of this stuff stopped.
Mm.
No, you can't afford not to.
That's right. You know, this been one of the big issues that they've been coming up with, and you know, it goes on and on about all that kind of stuff. You know, they're even saying that the politicians are coming out and saying, well, that regulation, it doesn't apply to most of the truck drivers. Just like they came down here when they said that they're going to mandate that the employers have to get their people vaccinated. Oh, it doesn't apply to most truck drivers and all that. And it's like, well, the companies say otherwise. So, you can't just come out there on TV and say that they're wrong when they're out here pushing their employees to do something. I mean, obviously, the truckers are being told something different if they're out there. I mean, just like you're saying, it's a big risk to go out there and protest.
Right.
So obviously they've got to know something up that politicians are just either they're lying or they're just not saying. And that's what I'm saying is, you know, we're talking about our truck show stuff as far as like people lying or being untrustworthy or whatever. Man, the whole government system, the whole politicians, it's like quit lying. Just quit it. If you don't know, say you don't know. If you... You know, I hate it when a politician gets up there and they think they know more about the trucking industry than the truck drivers or anybody that's in the industry themselves. They just get up there and say, oh, we know. No, you don't. You have no clue.
They know, all right.
Exactly.
They don't have a clue.
Yep. So
they don't have a clue.
Yep. So, we're going to keep talking about this. We're going to step away, take a little quick break, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to reset the camera film here, and we're just going to keep rocking back and forth and see about what's going on here. So hang tight. Like I said, redneckandeyes.com. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that. We'll be right back. Redneck and Eyes Radio.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010, or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but alright, I don't see a cop inside. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive.
Hey everybody, hey, welcome back. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're just trucking right along here talking about the protest up in Canada, the Mid-America Trucking Show, whatever you want. You can call in at 516-387-1733. Be part of the conversation, just hit 1. Or just, like I said, let's do it. We're on YouTube Live right now, and we're always trying to get things better done here. We'll be working out getting on Facebook Live soon. I'm trying to get the computer system to catch up with software or whatever. But anyway, we're just trucking right along here and doing all that kind of stuff. We're talking about Mid-America Trucking Show and all the details that we have. If we do have anything extra, you can check us out at redneckandeyes.com or, like I said, our Facebook page, Redneck and Eyes. We also have Instagram and Twitter, all that stuff. But YouTube has been one of our big successes, and we're really excited about that. So go over there and subscribe to our YouTube channel, and we really do appreciate that. One of our great sponsors has been helping us out, and that's DPF Regeneration. That's one of those great companies that's been supporting truck drivers, and they're out there trying to clean those particulate filters because all that new technology is really upsetting all the truck drivers out there. So you can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. Whoops. And they've got everything from the SCR units to the EGR coolers and all that kind of good stuff. You can give them a call at 800-634-3010. Or like I said, go check them out, dpfregeneration.com. When you talk to them, just make sure you let them know you appreciate them supporting Redneck and Eyes, because we really do appreciate them. And getting back to things here, I was going to check back with Greg here and mention a few things. So, Greg, you were talking about how the companies, they were saying their drivers can't be part of the protest. They're not going to let their drivers. But, you know, they have owner-operators leased to them. And, yeah, the owner-operators, all they got to do, hey, take your signs, your DOT numbers off of the truck, and it's your truck. You can take it where you want to take
That's
it.
That's right.
Yeah, but
you
here,
cover the signs up. You cover the DOT right. number and their IC number up, and it's your truck. It's
yeah.
still your truck. That truck is in your name. You got the if you hold the title or you, the bank, whoever,
well,
it's your truck. All the company does is hold the lease to that. You're
yep.
not as long as you're not loaded. It's your truck.
Right. So this is kind of what I wanted to throw a wrench in at. So one of our biggest videos on YouTube is understanding lease purchase. And you need drivers out there that are classified technically as self-employed owner-operators or contractors with these carriers. If you're doing a lease purchase, you need to double-check that lease, because that lease purchase will also have some type of stipulation, because technically you don't own that truck. That truck
nope.
is not in your name. The title is not of your name on it. So you could be screwed if you think, oh, I'm an owner-operator. I can go do what I want. I'm just going to take these DOT numbers off. And guess
yep.
what? You're still a company driver. You're just a company driver
right.
getting paid $10.99. That's what you're doing.
These lease operators, these lease purchase operators, they ain't got it figured out. What they fail to realize is, yeah, their lease, all that lease purchase does, they're still, contrary to what they want to believe, I don't care. You know, you can agree to disagree with me. I've knew too many people that was in it. All you are is basically you are a company driver. The only thing is you're paying for their truck. You're paying
mm-hmm.
for their insurance. You're getting paid on 1099, so you're responsible for the taxes. You're responsible for maintaining that truck. You're responsible for everything. You take all the burden off of that company, and technically when you are an owner-operator or a lease purchase, they can't force dispatch you and tell you, you have to do this, you have to do that. No.
Right.
They can't, because
right.
if they force dispatch you or try to make you do something that you don't want to do, you're no longer an owner-operator. Now you are a company driver. And when they start trying to force you to do something, that makes you a company driver. They're responsible for everything, for all your benefits and everything.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of them will say, well, it's no force dispatch. your lease purchase has no forced dispatch. Yeah, because if you take it to court, I don't know anymore unless they got some stipulations in there since the last time that I knew anybody had checked on it. Used to be, if they forced dispatch, you made you a company truck. If they told you you had to go here, you had to go there, that makes you a company driver. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how it is anymore, but well, it'd be worth checking into. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So and let's, you know, and so that's part of the protest. If you're wanting to protest or be part of any kind of political action or anything like that, if it goes against your company policy and you're an owner operator, you know, so that means that you, as an individual, you know, if you have the truck has the DOT numbers on there, yeah, you can take them off. You're legit, but if it falls under where you're a lease purchase, then that widens up. So you got to watch out for that. Because it's not, and in that case, you know, you're trying to fight your case to where, well, if I take my DOT numbers, nobody will know. Well, a lot of these companies and these lease purchases, they're all, it's like, I can look at a truck. I've been out there long enough that I can look at a truck, and I don't care if the numbers are on it or not, or the name of the company is on it, but I can look at that truck and I know where that truck's from. I know what company that truck used to belong. You know, whether it's got a paint scheme or the model, you know, the way it's made, the sleeper size, the you know, whatever. So it's that's not hard. So, you know, trying to hide that like that is not going to work, especially if you've got people actually looking. You know, if they've got people up in the ivory tower of that carrier checking all the Facebook feed and all that like that, looking for their trucks in these videos and seeing if they're at the, you know. So it's one of these things where, well, if you want to get technical about it and you can leave the company logo on there, just take your truck number off, you know, and they won't know it's you. But,
you know, just like that protest going on up there in Canada right now, you know, it's not even about that, Ed. I mean, company don't want you using their equipment. They don't want their equipment going up there. That's fine. Just about everybody owns a car or a pickup truck. There's as many cars and pickup trucks and everything going up there to protest this right now than there is trucks. You don't have to ride up there in a tractor trailer or semi.
Yep.
You don't have to. Take your pickup. Take your car. Tell the company to stuff their truck in their ass, get your own personal vehicle, gas it up, and go.
There you go.
I mean, they're not going to let you take the truck up there regardless. But even if it was their truck, they're not going to pay for you, you know, tell you, oh, yeah, you can go ahead and do it. You know, go ahead and take the truck up there. Hey, we'll even pay for the fuel for you to do it. No, they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
So what makes a difference? Mm-hmm. Take your car or your
personal
vehicle. Don't matter. Yeah. They don't care if it's trucks or personal vehicles. They want to plug up Ottawa, and they're doing a good job of it.
Yeah, they're doing a good job.
Look
way better than the United States.
United States ain't got, they ain't got ass enough to do nothing like that. Everybody, like you said, everybody wants to do an outlaw until it's time to do outlaw shit, and nobody wants to do it. Because everybody's afraid to get in trouble. It's like these CB Rambos. They sit out here and run their mouth behind the mic, but then when you call their ass on it, tell them, well, where you at, Big Mouth? Well, then that's the end of it. You don't hear no more from them then.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's the same way right there.
Yep. But yeah, so that's and that's been one of the things we've talked about here as far as the Redneck and I's has YouTube videos about is talking about lease purchase and understanding that is that, you know, hey, like you said, you know, do what you will and you think you can make money at it, but just like you're saying, you're taking away all the burden from the carrier. You're becoming responsible. You know, they tell you, we'll pay you more money. Okay, so you're going to get more money, a higher rate per mile, whatever like that. And some of these, they're not even saying you're going to get a percentage. It's just a flat, you know, whatever it is, $2 a mile or $1.50 a mile, and we'll pay all the surcharge and all this. But then again, you're paying for the maintenance. You're paying for the insurance. You're paying for that. And not to mention taxes. Now, you know, you've mentioned it just now. As a company driver, there is – so every person that works is responsible for paying 15% of the what is it, the Social Security? It's 15%.
Yeah,
well, if you're a company driver, an employee of that company is responsible for paying half of that. That's why they tell you they'll pay you more money if you become an owner-operator because they're giving you that 7.5%. They're adding that on there. And you're responsible for paying it. So you're not really getting any more money because that extra money you're getting, you're going to have to pay Uncle Sam even more money. So your tax
right.
bill is going to go up. So but nobody factors that in. Nobody ever does. You know, it's like, well, I got more money in my pocket now. You know, yeah, but then at the end of the year, you get, you know, or even quarterly, you got to start paying quarterly. Hell, I remember the first time I took the owner-operator class at the big company there, you know, they sit there and say, you're responsible for paying your taxes quarterly. And you're like, what do you mean? You know, and then you come to find out it's like $3,000 to $5,000 a quarter just for one truck. And you're like, what?
Uh-huh.
And you know, as a longtime company driver, you've never had to worry about that. And now you think, you
right.
know, you got that. And it's like, no, you ain't got that. That's harder than you think it is. It's not that easy.
Yeah.
Especially when you're only making, you know, at that time, shoot, we were making like 89, 90 cents a mile. Of course, the fuel was only like, you know, $1 a gallon, but still.
That's right.
It wasn't that big of a deal, it wasn't that big of a pay increase to do that. It was, you know, and even the trucks, they were way, way less expensive back then. But even now as a truck, you know, they've got big payments. I mean, they're like $1,000 a week for these big trucks.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, you're lucky if you can bring in, I mean, I'm thinking like what, maybe 4,000 or 5,000 or, I mean, I'm thinking you bringing in like $4,000 or $5,000 gross. That's a good week for a solo driver
yep.
in
yep.
a, one of these box
yep.
van companies. And you might as well just take half of that fuel, you know. So.
I know there's guys going to disagree with me, but even, you know, $5,000 to $6,000 a week, you know, grossing $5,000 to $6,000 a week anymore, that's a pretty good week for an owner-operator that's got his own truck that don't, and it ain't lease purchase. It's got their
yeah.
own truck out here just, you
yeah,
know,
on,
just
on
working.
Authority. You're right. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
you don't even have your own authority. You can be leased to a company, you know, and if you can gross $5,000 to $6,000, you know, $7,000 a week, man, you got a good week going on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
oh,
some
yeah.
of them ain't doing that. I mean, it's tough. It's a tough business. And they
yep,
keep saying,
yep.
well, there's a driver shortage. We, you know, there's a supply chain issues. We can't get trucks. No. No, right there is a perfect example. The trucks are out here. It's just nobody wants to pay them for the work that they do
right.
and give them a decent wage to drive it, to spend that time driving.
Well, and
you
know, talking about
being said, I'm going to.
What? Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, when the people are talking about driver shortage, yeah, and then when you deliver a load in Dallas, you still got to wait a day for a decent load.
Right.
It's
right.
not like these loads are just sitting there waiting to be picked up. It's still a delay in getting the freight. So there's not a really that big of a shortage when the freight's not there to be picked up.
I can tell you how bad it really is getting out here now. Now, I'm going to downshift and mash the gas right here, man, because I might have to, right here where I'm setting the truck, so I might have to get the hell out of here real quick, because I run into one of our founders that we all know and some of us love, but might not be me. But I've been sitting with him all weekend at this truck stop here, and I tell you how cheap he is. Tell you how cheap he is. We went in to eat. Now, I got here. He got here Friday evening. I got here Saturday morning. I come back down out of Waterloo. We're out here at Walcott tonight. You know, been here all weekend. We went in to eat yesterday. Went in to eat today. You know, we go in there and we sit down to eat. Waitress says, you want me to bill us? You know, same check or less. Yeah, put it on the same check. I'm thinking, you know, one time or another, he should be, you know, you would think he'd be decent enough to say, okay, I'll pay the bill this time. I don't know. Oh, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be back in a minute. Yeah, after the check paid, he comes back. All right. Yeah, this is what kind of, this is one of our, yeah. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I can't even get that cheap ass to bad dinner. Now, what do you think of that? Now, is that any way to treat a damn, is that, yeah.
Hey,
he's standing there
you're
looking
the one,
in my window, shaking his head.
You're the one falling for it every time where, like you
yeah,
said,
I
he
do.
Gets up and goes to the bathroom and then you pay the check. Well, you just leave it
yeah,
there.
I'm a
you don't even have to worry about it.
I'm a sucker. He just jumped out
that
of his truck. I'm running up there. He just jumped up on the side of my truck, and he's looking at me, and he's calling me a chicken lollipop or something, shaking his hands in the window at me. I don't know what that's all about.
Well, because he's
but
trying to get he's trying to get you to get my attention to look up at the board and see that his hand is raised to talk on the radio.
Oh, goodness, God. God, I love you, man.
This chicken
God,
lollipop. What I say when that bill came?
Oh, man,
I go, I'll take care of dinner. No, I'll get it.
Yeah, but you know when he does that, he always does it. He always does it after he looks at the check and see which check was the cheapest. That's when he does it.
No.
Man.
That's all right. It's all good, but yeah. But yeah, Robbie and I have been hanging here at Walcott this weekend. You know, we just been, you know, I laid over this weekend. He's been laid here this week. He can't load till tomorrow. I probably won't load till tomorrow, but yeah, we just, yeah, it was all right. At least have somebody to chit-chat with, you know. We've been going over different things and talking about different stuff, man. I mean, we've sat in there and we've had some good conversations over a lot of this. Just like the stuff down there in Louisville, what's going on with the truck show. I mean, everybody, we try to be there for everybody, try to help everybody else out. We don't ask for a whole lot. We just, their support is all we want. You know, that's all we ask for, you know. If they can give it to us, fine. If they don't, well, okay, you know. But, I mean, what's going on down there, it's right now it's come to the point where it's out of our hands now. And if the people don't stand behind us, it's basically what's going on with the country right now. It's politics down there, too. It's what's going on down there. Now,
right.
If the people don't stand behind us and try to get them to try to see what's going on and do what's right so we can do something for them, there's a good possibility that we won't never be able to do any, because if we lose this year, if we're not allowed to do it this year, chances are pretty good we'll never be able to do it again next year or the year after or ever again. So that's why we need their support, need them to, you know, just call. Ask them questions. Ask them why we can't do it. Why? Another question to ask, who's sponsoring the parking lot?
Yeah.
So far, we can't find anything about who's doing it. Well, last we heard, it was of 2021, I think, just said for TA and, you know, TA and TA Express. Well, that's all good for TA and TA Express to go and sponsor the parking lot and go out there and try to get you to sign up for this and that and whatever else, but actually do for the drivers after the show. When the show closes at the end of the day, that parking lot's dead. They do nothing.
TA shuts down, I think, the showers at the 8 or 9 o'clock, and the show's over at, what, 5, 6? And
so
go back to your truck and look at your walls of your truck. Well, if I'm going to look at the walls of my truck, I might as well just go sit in a truck stop. What's the point of even going?
Donut and a cup of coffee in the morning. Big deal.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can get a donut and a cup of coffee in a truck stop, too.
Yeah. Well, you're only going to get one down there until the donut's just gone, and then that's it.
Oh, well, that'll be at 45 minutes an hour. They'll be gone because there's a lot of guys that show up down there, which it floors me. They just want to go down there and get the free stuff. I just want the free stuff.
Yeah. Right.
You know, everyone's like that. I don't care who you are.
Hey,
you're going to want free stuff.
I'm no different.
Who doesn't want?
I like.
That's
right. I like free stuff, too. But I also got respect enough to know that free stuff comes with a price. You know, it might be free to you, but somebody's got to pay for it. Sooner or later, that stuff had to be bought. It wasn't given to nobody. Whoever's giving it out wasn't given to them for free. They had to pay for it. You're getting it for free. Yeah, I like stuff free, too. But there comes a time when everybody, you've always been told, nothing in life is free. There is no such thing as free. Everything comes with a price. Sooner or later, somewhere down the line, everything has got a price. There is no such thing as free. It might be free to you, but it costs somebody else. Bottom line.
We did get some news, and so we know that the main concert, the Friday night concert, that's always a big deal because it's always happening right there in the convention center, and it's like immediately after the show. It starts at 7 o'clock Friday evening, and it says location, Freedom Hall, Kentucky Expo Center. Admission, free tickets available from DAT Freight and Analytics in booth 65216, and that is the, Clay Walker is going to be doing that show at 7 p.m. Now, there's no doesn't say there's going to be any kind of opening act or anything, so not sure how that's going to fly out. But, you know, that's actually – I'm impressed because I always thought Clay Walker was a big deal. He was very good. He took off he quit touring because he contracted the MS. They said he contracted that and had to do that, but he was, you know, devoted to his family and everything like that. So, and he's always, since, you know, he's gotten better and everything, what he did was he started doing like the casinos and small tours and all that stuff like that. But I mean, shoot, man, you're talking about great music. That's good. And, that right there puts all the rest, you know, we were assuming because there was going to be a big show planned for downtown. Remember, we thought that was going to be a fiasco because they were going to try to have to shuttle drivers back to the parking lot and then pick them up from the parking lot and shuttle them downtown and then bring them back from downtown. And that's not going to happen.
You ain't heard the aftermath of that yet either, because I'm sure there's going to be some bad blood over that deal yet too. That's enough said. I'm not saying nothing else, but there's going to be bad blood over that.
Well, and here's the thing. That's just our opinion. We have no knowledge of anything else going down.
Exactly.
We just know what we know, and that's it. That's, you know, we're not trying to say that we know exactly what's going to happen. We're just assuming based off of what we've heard in the past. So we have no official knowledge of that. I am announcing, though, that because it got announced, and it is on the website, if you go to truckingshow.com and you go to under events and education, it has Matt's concert, and it says that after the show closes, and starting at 7 p.m., there'll be a concert that's sponsored by Dat Freight and Analytics, and it'll be Clay Walker. And that is at the Freedom Hall, which is that big basketball court that's in the middle. And if everybody's ever been to the show before, it's that big area that you have to walk around. When you're from the west wing over to the north and south wing, you have to walk by there every time. It's right there. So it's that big deal over there.
And sometimes throughout the day Friday, normally it's right around, I would say, around lunchtime or so, they're doing sound checks in there. So you could actually, you might be able to hear some of them singing in there. Or you know, just testing and everything before the actual show is. And, hey, you got to walk around. You can walk around the north side or the south side either way. I've done both in the past, so.
Yeah.
That'd be a nice deal if you could go in for a preview. Go in and listen to a preview, because I've been in there three times. Second time was with Tony when he was over there. And then the last time went over there, we was there for a total of, maybe a half hour for Marshall Tucker, and that's all I could take of that. I had to get the hell up out of there.
Yeah, they gave that flute player some drugs. Yeah, they were pretty high as a kite on that stage, as far as I could tell. They were losing it. It was like, and then, you know, it's funny because that time it was funny because when we were walking out, and you know, we heard there was an opening act, and we heard the opening act, and he was a good guy. He played a couple of things, and it was good. And then they came out and started playing. I had no idea what they were playing. I didn't recognize the song. But then as we were walking out, then they started playing the music that we know them for. And it's like, well, I know this, you know, I'm like, you know, like going, I don't remember these guys playing this music. I don't know what they're doing. And then they had that guy must have played that fiddle for 30, or what was it, a flute, for 30 minutes straight, just the flute for 30 minutes.
Yep.
It was crazy.
I couldn't take it no more, man.
Nope, couldn't take it no more.
I couldn't take it no more.
Like
you said, I thought it was...
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. One of the other things I was going to bring up to explain to people about how this works. So you're going to go to the show Thursday or Friday, and you're going to find the booth 65216, which is Dat Freight and Analytics. And what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to go to that booth, and you're going to have to ask for tickets. They'll probably have a bunch of different areas set up. Now, in my experience, what's always happened is they have a lot of different tables. They'll probably have a really big booth. It'll be a huge, like 20 or 30 foot by 30 foot square booth. And it's got all this big fancy stuff around it. And they'll have different people there with computers or laptops or whatever, and they've got tickets. And you'll have to line up. There'll be a line. And more than likely what they'll do is they'll have you fill out like a survey. And you have to do that survey, and then they'll give you a ticket. And they may limit you to like two per person or whatever. A lot of times they're not really worried about it because we've never had to have that place full. It's never been full. Now this year, it might be full because Clay Walker is he's pretty well known. So if you want to make sure you get tickets to that show, you're gonna have to show up early to the booth and get, and then after the show closes on Friday, you need to leave the building, and then they'll start letting, like, the show's gonna close at like 6, and what they're gonna do is they're gonna have people taking the tickets outside, so you have to walk out back outside and then come in with your ticket. And then show your ticket there. You're not going to be able to just hang out in the building and wait for the show to start. You got to leave and then come back. And that's, they'll have a lot of people standing around ushering people in a certain way. So we've seen that happen before where people tried to, like, oh, I'm here for the show, and I'm just going to sit on these steps right here by this entryway until they start, you know, filling it in. Or some people have actually, like you're saying, when they're doing sound check, they'll walk in and sit down and say, well, I'm here for the concert. It's free. It's like, no, you still got to, they still got tickets. Oh, I got a ticket right here. You still got to get it, you know, either zapped or torn or whatever. So you got to leave and come back. So that's how they're going to do it. So
yeah,
they know the
number of seats that they have, and that's how many tickets they have. And
right.
And that's how they count. You
and
go in.
And it's not like assigned seating. It's first come, first serve. So even if you showed up there on Thursday to get your tickets, you're not going to be able. It's general admission, and it's first come, first serve. So if you got a ticket in your hand, and you want good seats, then you need to make sure that you get there early.
You're like first in line.
Yeah, to get in because it's just whoever can get in. Now there might be there might be five rows from it's like a basketball court, so it'll be the floor will have chairs there. And there might be 5 or 10 rows that is, like, roped off, and that's for VIPs, and mostly that's people that have actually, you know, been sponsoring of the show and paid their money, and, you know, that those people have done that. And a lot of times they'll give out VIP tickets as far as, like, a contest or something like that. So, you know, keep in mind that stuff. It might happen. You never know. But they always have some kind of reserved seating for the front row. But other than that, you can get down on the floor. And you might be able to get in there and get some good seats, or if you just want to sit up top and be up there, you know, and you can sit right up front, you know, and if you get there early enough, you'll do that. But all the times before, it's never filled up. But man, Clay Walker, shoot, it might fill up. You might have half of Louisville trying to get tickets to that because he's pretty popular. And I don't think he tours up there that much. He might tour like, you know, Vegas or New Orleans or Atlanta or Miami, but I don't think he's been to Louisville in a while, so that might be pretty, you know, pretty popular. So,
yeah, but not getting to the point anymore, man. A lot of people there. This pandemic last couple of years, been a lot of tours that got canceled. A lot of them got shut down. You know, and stuff because of all this mess. So, you know, I'm sure the entertainment industry, you know, for stuff like that, they took a big hit just like everybody else. I mean, let's face it. They've taken a big hit. They've canceled a lot of shows and stuff. They've lost a lot of money. So everybody in general is trying to make up, you know, in this year, since things have kind of relaxed a little bit, they're trying to recoup. They're trying to make up for all the last 2 years. They're trying to make up everything in 1 year, and that's what's going on with Matt's down there. I do truly believe it.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to make up for the loss, you know. Matt's lost a lot of money by canceling the show. I mean, let's face it, you know they did. And now it seems like that's why they're picking at everybody and doing what they're doing, was because they're trying to make all their money back in 1 year. And in the meantime, all they're doing is screwing the little man that got them where they're at.
That's right.
Trying to make a trade show out of it instead of a truck show for the drivers and the truckers. They're trying to get it, – it's all about, you know, it's a trade show now. It's all the manufacturers and the parts.
The OEMs and all that stuff.
They don't want us there. They can give a damn less about the drivers. They're showing that. They're showing that right now. They're proving that. You know, I mean, they're screwing with everybody, you know, just like – told us, you know, still waiting for the email. We still ain't got one back. But, you know, it's not only us. It's Trucker Charities. It's Operation Roger. It's, you know, the kitchen. It's all the guys that was polished out there with the trucks running around, you know, with the you know, generators and bumpers and stuff, polishing trucks. They're out. They run Chad out from
Alignment Solutions,
they run him out of there a few years ago and everything because it's just like they told him, well, we're not making any money. You ain't paying us nothing. We're not making any money off you. Ain't nobody making money. Everybody, all us down there, that's why we're a non-profit. We're in the business trying to make money to spend on our non-profit. If we're spending out more money than we're taking in, then we're not a non-profit, you know. It's not, and that's what they don't care because they're big business. It's big business. Yeah. It's no longer for the drivers. It's for them.
Right, and that's I think that's a lot of people, you know, they try to think we're trying to make money. It's you know, the sponsors gave us money. We got money,
right?
And all, but we're not trying to make money to make money. We're trying to make money so that we can provide this service. That's the money is
to
for
make it
the
sound
service.
Like we make,
yeah,
you know,
they're
it's
trying
not
to
like we're millionaires
move.
Either. We're not got $1 million to spend on this stuff when we weren't
struggling.
Yeah. You
exactly.
know, when we're taking money out, they don't realize. People don't realize. You know. Up until the last year or so, you know, those sponsors helped us out considerable. We would take money out of our own pocket to put this stuff on for the drivers just because we cared for the drivers.
Yep. So out there, when you guys are out there looking at pictures of these past shows, you know, when we started doing this in like 2014, 2015, and we had a nice tent, we had generators, we had lights, we had great food, we had T-shirts and cups and mugs and all kinds of stuff. That was we paid for that. No, we didn't have any sponsors helping us on that stuff. We actually forked up our own money to pay for that stuff because we thought that it was important for everybody to just understand who we were and what we wanted to do. So that was what we did. And you're right. It was a big expense on our behalf. And we modified our, you know, I canceled vacations because I wanted to make sure that I provided for Redneck and I's. So, you know, that kind of thing goes on that all the time. So, yep. We're 1 hour in, and we're got 1 hour left, so we're going to keep rocking and rolling here, and I was just going to see, get everything kind of moving back up here. I was so captivated in what Greg was talking about that I totally forgot that I had to keep up with the computer work over here and make sure everything was still running, but other than that, we're just going to keep on rocking here, and don't forget everybody to check out. Yeah, see? Y'all see that? So check out YouTube channel, redneckandeyes.com, and also don't forget to go like our Facebook page and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We really appreciate everybody's support out there. And don't forget to voice your opinions. Go check out the information at truckingshow.com. Like I said, we're not going to be able to be in the parking lot, but if you guys want us there, you need to go tell them you want us there. And we're going to keep rocking and rolling here at Redneck and Eyes Radio. Be right back.
Here I go, climbing back behind the wheel. 50 feet of chrome and steel and alone. They need in Chicago.
Let me thank Trucker Tools for helping us out and supporting our messages. Trucker Tools is an all-in-one app for truckers and their business. The Trucker Tools app was built from feedback from real drivers and is always being updated to better assist drivers in saving time, running more efficiently, and making more money. Check out their website at truckertools.com. That's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. Just that off about San Antonio with the radio blasting and the bird dog calls. There's a speed trap up ahead down the town, but no local yokel's gonna shut it down.
All right, everybody. Hey, welcome back. Hey, this is Dale with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live Sunday evening at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You can call in at 516-387-1733. Be part of the conversation. Just hit 1. We're also on YouTube Live, and we're on we're trying to be on Facebook Live. We'll probably do that next week. But we're always trying to get the word out to everybody about the trucking industry. This is just Redneckanized Radio. It's all things trucking and then some. And we've been talking about getting ready for the Mid-America Trucking Show, and we've also been talking about the Canadian protest up there and all that kind of great stuff. So just keep in touch with that stuff. And like I said, follow us at redneckanized.com. You can go check out all of our links to our sponsors and our social media accounts, everything like that. One of the great sponsors that have been helping us out here recently is Trucker Tools, the Trucker Tools app. They've been where you can go download the app from your app store and then go check out those things where it's like, you know, you can track freight, you can find Walmarts, you can find fuel stops or maintenance facilities, all that kind of good stuff. So go check it out. Trucker Tools, the app for truckers. We appreciate all their support. So we're just bringing the crew back on here. So first off, I want to thank everybody. So yesterday was my birthday, and I thank everybody for the great birthday wishes. It was really great to see you that. I went and did a lot of things yesterday. We rode with riding motorcycles around town, and then had a luau down at the Harley dealership where they had a big pig roast, and it was a lot of fun down there. And also that night, you know, I just told Greg and Robbie about where I was. I went out and we had a lot of fun last night. So I shared that with them and they. I thought Greg was still talking on that, but I guess not. But
yeah, I'm here.
All right, we just got to blame Greg. We just blame Greg for everything. Everything that happens, that goes wrong, we just blame Greg. That's how it works. That's just how it works. If you go backwards, it's Greg's fault. If you go forward, it's Greg's fault.
There you go.
If you screw up, it's Greg's fault. It don't matter what it is. It's just, we got to blame somebody. That's why we keep them around.
That's right. Everything goes wrong, and we're at the show. It's so funny. We're at the parking lot. You know, you think, you know, everybody seems to think because we show up at the parking lot that we do, and you know, Taylor Barker was even, like, boasting how great, how professional we were and how everything was just perfect. Everything worked great. Everything was, you know, provided and all that stuff like that. I'm going to tell you what, it is a pain in the butt, and it is hard work, and there are a lot of problems that we seem to solve. But like you said, everything goes wrong, we just blame Greg. And he's the one that always has to fix it. So, you know, the cool one that we always talk about is we were sitting there, man, people were picking guitars and we were sitting back and having a great time and talking, and there were a lot of people, and all of a sudden the lights just boom, just pitch black, dark. We're like, uh-oh, what happened? Generator went out, and man, it took a day and a half to figure out what was wrong with that thing, right?
Yeah, that was ugly that year. And I vowed right there that day when we found out what happened. Said it'll never happen again.
That's right.
And it's never happened again, because never again will I come down with one generator or two. We got three now, you know.
Yeah, we'll bring two. Well, no, we better bring another one, and if we use it, if we have to use it, it's there. And if we don't bring it, we'll need it.
Right. And that.
Well,
so,
they say it's better to have it than not need it, to need it and not have it.
So we even went to like welders, because it's a rocker arm, isn't that what it was?
Yeah, a rocker arm and the engine broke.
Yep, and it's a one cylinder engine, so there's only one rocker. and it broke in half. It just snapped right in two. I mean, we even went over to like a welder and said, hey, can you weld that? No, nobody would do it. Nobody could do it. And the coolest thing about that was, you think about, okay, so what happened? Because, I mean, that was the first night of the show. That was either Wednesday night or Thursday night. That was like the first night. And we need electricity because we got lights. And we got a coffee pot that we need electricity for. We got the little roaster ovens to keep the chicken or the chili warm. We need electricity for that. Well, there was six or seven trucks that were part of the group that year. And we pulled every extension cord we could find. And luckily I always had part of the shipment was, you know, when you bring in stuff to the truck show, it was extra extension cords just in case. You know, we didn't know what would be needed. And I was always trying to figure out how I can run like cameras and laptops speakers and all kinds of stuff. So we had extension cords. We ran extension cords. We even, I think, had ran out and we needed more. But we, every truck had an inverter or a generator of some sort on an APU or whatever, and we just ran extension cords. And, like, you know, one inverter, we plugged everything in, and it popped. It's like, okay, so don't plug as much stuff. You know, reset it, only plug in these things, and then run the other truck. And then, okay, we're going to have the two pans. Like, one pan was running on one truck, and one other roaster pan was running on another truck. You know, and then the lights were running on a separate truck. And then the coffee pot was running on a different truck.
Yeah, well, the bad part that year was we had the stage set out there with all the entertainers and that. Taylor was there, and, you know, and all of them. I mean, and we had to have, the show had to go on. So
yeah,
we took one generator. There was one generator that would just run the sound equipment, or one APU just run the sound equipment, because it didn't take a whole lot, but it took some. But we took and run everything off of one generator for the sound equipment, and I think it run off of my truck because it was sitting closest to the stage over there. And then everybody else's generator, or, you know, APUs, took care of the, well, one for the lights and one for so many of the, you know, a couple of the cookers, one for another cooker. And, oh, man, it was an electrician's nightmare down there. But, hey, we made it happen. Yeah,
and that's,
we made it happen.
Same with the last show. We had two generators going, and it kept all the lights and everything in the tent on, and we used, I believe it was Tiny's truck that ran, we ran off his inverter, and I think he had an APU or something to where it would keep power going, and that just
went
towards the entertainment.
So the first year that we decided that we were going to, so tell the story about the heat, Greg. The heat, we thought heat would be easy. But, you know, let's provide heat for the tent.
Yeah.
How are we going to do that? We need heat.
Yeah.
Well, the first year, you brought that big old blower, and that pretty much just blew everybody out. I mean, like, you only could run it for like 10 minutes at a time.
Yep.
And
it got too hot.
Yeah, the torpedo heater. And it was not even a big one. It was a small one. And we even had it to where it was loud. That was the other problem, right? And so the next year we decided, you know what we're going to do is we're going to get those tower heaters that has the propane tank, and then it puts
patio
out heat over the top. You know, it's a patio tower heater like that. And so, but it got so cold that it wasn't enough. Like the propane was freezing up on it, man. That was crazy. So then this last year, and you're talking about needing electricity. But not only that, we had electric heaters where you had to, I mean, the one generator had to run the heaters, I think, is what happened. We were drawing too much, so we had to use Tiny's inverter or generator to run other stuff because we found out that we can only plug those heaters into the generator, and that was it because those heaters were pulling so much. Yeah,
yeah,
I think that's what happened there, yeah. So, yeah, I mean,
we need more power, we need more power, we need more power, because we add this, add that. And, it's just comfort to get all the drivers over there to have a great time and meet new people. And everyone enjoys it. But now we're just getting shut down. And it sucks. It really does that run Redneck and I's is just kind of bursts our bubble to where we really don't want to show up down there. Is it worth it?
Right.
You know,
now we're
back to, it's, you know,
we don't do it for show management. We don't do it for show management. We don't do it for ourselves. We don't do it for show management. We don't do it for the university or Louisville. We do it for the drivers. It's anything we do, everything that we do down there in that lot, we do to help the drivers to make their experience down there a memorable one, to where it gives them something to look forward to, you know. And they come down there, and that gives them something to look forward to year after year, that they don't have to come down there wondering, you know, what am I going to do? You know, I don't have. You know, because once you get in there, like Ed stated too many times, once you get in there and get parked and get blocked in, you can't get out to go get food. You can't get out to go to take a shit. You can't do this. You can't do that. We provide that. You know, at a very, you know, we don't charge nobody. It's donation only. If you want to come in there and you leave hungry, it's your own fault. If you want to donate money, you pay us what you feel it's worth. We don't ask you for money. If you want to donate, you donate. If you want to come in here and eat for free, you do that. If your conscience will let you do that, well, then you're the one that's got to live with it. But
right.
We don't ask.
And that's the thing.
So,
just like you're saying, we're not doing it for the truck show for you know, we're not doing it for TA. We're not doing it. I mean,
right.
We're not even doing it for the sponsors that are giving us money. We're not doing it for them. You know, they're giving
right.
they're giving us money, not because we they know that we take care of the drivers at the show in the parking lot.
Right.
That's what we do.
Our sponsors are doing that to help us help the drivers because they're trying to look out for the drivers as well as us.
That's right. You know, I mean, that is just the whole point of the whole thing is just like you're saying, you get to the show, there's not going to be, you know, a lot of drivers, they don't cook in the truck or eat out of the truck like a lot of drivers do. They don't, you know, or they don't have the capacity to do that. You know, they might be able to nuke some food on their, and, you know, as long as they got the truck running or whatever. But, you know, a lot of that is just, it's not possible for them to do that. And there are other drivers, they try to bring, you know, their own, maybe they got their own grill or their own little hibachi or whatever like that. But, you know, if you're thinking about doing that, look, they always have a list of rules that they put up. And they haven't posted the rules for 2022. The 2021 rules are still there.
Right.
And they didn't even have a show in 2021. So I don't even know why those rules
right.
got put. It still says 2021. It does not say 2022 rules. It says 2021 rules. Now, a lot of times
right.
these rules, they don't change year to year that much, except when Redneck and I's
it benefits
always,
him.
Well, what I was going to say was that when Redneck and I's gets the rules, we want to follow the rules. Well, when there's a discrepancy
right.
in the rules, we ask. We want to clarify what they're talking about, and then what they'll go in is they'll change it to benefit them. And that way,
right.
and it always, like we always say, well, we've got a tent. You know, it's like, you know, can we put up a tent? Well, you can't put a tent that's too big. Well, what's too big? And then they put a specific number on the size of the tent, and it's actually the size that's one size smaller than the tent we have.
Right.
So it's like, you know, they ask, they go, well, you can't put up a tent that's too big. I said, what's too big? And I said, what size tent you got? Well, we got a, you know, 20 by 30. Well, then you can't have a 20 by 20. You got to have a 20 by 20 or smaller. I'm like, what? Wait a
now,
minute.
According to Tiff this year, Adam told her nothing. We can't do anything bigger down there now than a 10 by 10.
Yeah, 10 by 10.
My, how things have changed.
And so that's what I was telling people earlier, that it's a 10 by 10 and it's cooking for yourself. And if you try to serve
right.
food to a large number of people, they're going to shut you down and escort you off the lot. That's what we were told.
Yes.
So,
and I'm
so if you're right. So if you think you're going to go down there and raise money for your kitten calendar or whatever, and you want to try to, you know, maybe raise a few donations to support a little charity that you run or small little, you know, trucking industry specific group that you started or whatever, and you want to go maybe have some hot dogs and raise some money and have people come by and get a hot dog, that's not allowed.
Happen.
Right. That's not allowed. So.
I don't want to be a Richard. You know, I'm
right.
not trying to be a Richard down there, so to speak. I'm going to try to keep it clean here. But, you know, the way Toby and Adam over at show management, the way show management's got it set up right now, I mean, people can talk bad about us if they want to start whatever, the other charities and stuff. But this is, like I said, I've said it the last couple, 3 weeks since it started. If we don't do nothing, nobody else is, because we have got our paperwork in order. We're a 501c now. We've got all of our paperwork in order. I don't know what the rest of them does, and it's none of my business, and I don't care. But if we don't do it, nobody else is either. Nobody. Because they said that anybody that gets caught, and there's no exceptions is what they said. So if we can't do it, everybody that's down there, if they get caught, whether it's by show management or us, they're going to get their asses turned in, because it's not right that some can do it and they turn a blind eye to the rest of them. So anybody that hears this, sees this, if you're a 501c or you're a charity down there and you think, well, okay, they got shut down, we're going to go ahead and we're going to go ahead and keep doing it until they catch us or they run us out. That ain't going to happen. You're going to get caught. I'm telling you now.
Yep.
I mean,
that's
it's
right.
Just like everything else. If what's good for one is good for all. If one can't do it, nobody is.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
And, you know, we went through all this. Now,
yep.
It's just to switch gears here just a second again, back to that Ottawa deal. Back to what we were saying. I know I'm going way off the rail here for a minute, but right there is a perfect example, that truck show down there. How many hundreds of trucks goes to that truck show and drivers goes to that truck show every year?
Yeah.
All the truck shows, not just that one, but when Dallas was running, Yodi by Association, all these truck shows, all right? Walcott, Jamboree out here we're at. How many drivers run the circuit every year and they try to hit every one of these truck shows, and every one of them is a three-day event? It's usually a Thursday, Friday, and a Saturday. Okay, how many of them trucks goes in there? Just Louisville, I know for a fact, 90% of them trucks, or 95% of them, when they come in there, they're there for 3 days. All right, they're there for all 3 days.
Because
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or even Sunday. All right, they come in there.
If you want to go that route, it's more like 5 days, because Wednesday they're parking, and Sunday they're trying to get out. So and then
right.
they're 5 days. Right.
I'm giving them benefit of a doubt. 3 days. So just 3 days. That's what I'm getting at right now. It's 3 days. Just say, for sake of argument, 3 days. Now them trucks come in there, you know, at every truck show. Now if the same drivers hit three truck shows a year, say just three. All right, there's 9 days out of a year that they come in there and they shut down, they shut them trucks off, and they don't do nothing but go over there and get their free shit. You know, and they walk around and they talk to their buddies and their friends and they hang out and everything for 3 days. Now, they can afford to go to a truck show and sit down for 3 days and do nothing but sit in that truck and go out and a big drunk fest or whatever we do, and we know what all goes on down there, and it's nobody gets hurt, you know, so to speak. You know, there's not a bunch of, you know, we never had a lot of trouble with law enforcement stuff. Nobody's in there causing trouble and fighting and causing hate and discontent. But they can shut down for 3 days down there, but they can't stick together out here and shut the trucks off for 3 days to benefit their industry, to help improve their industry.
There you go.
Well, I can't afford to shut down for 3 days. I can't afford to shut down for 3 days. I got bills to pay. I got a family to feed. Well, if you can't shut down for 3 days to help benefit, you know, to help your industry, to help make things better for you out here on the road, then you don't need to be sitting at a truck show for 3 days doing absolutely nothing. Because that ain't doing nothing other than making you feel good, because it's not doing nothing for the industry and it's not doing nothing to feed your family. Or pay your bills, because you're not doing none of them. So that being said, there's some food for thought. Think about that, drivers, the next time you say, well, I can't afford to shut down for 3 days. Well, the next time you come to the truck show, ask yourself, well, I can't shut down for three. I can't afford to shut down for 3 days. What the hell am I doing sitting here for 3 days doing nothing?
Mm. Isn't that something? But that's
there you go.
Yeah. Yep. There you go. I mean, it's one of those things. You know, you're talking about, like you said, shutting down. I mean, drivers will shut down for the silliest reasons, you know, but just like you're saying, when it's important, you know, they just imagine how many drivers out there have no clue that that's going on up in Canada right now, you know?
Yeah, that's scary.
Right.
If it's not on their phone, you know, I mean, if they don't look, they don't know.
Well, and then not only that, or how many drivers are out there that really just don't know what's going on, period. You know, they don't know that that OIDA, you know, they're constantly being told OIDA is fighting for their rights. And, you know, if they actually did some looking into it, they'd figure it out that, you know, OIDA ain't doing very much. And how many people out there look at all the, like when we go to the truck show, we see ATA right there. They got a booth, and they got the road team, the national road team. And there are these truck drivers that are like these award-winning, really good drivers. And they're wearing nice shirts and nice pants and standing there and shaking hands and taking pictures with kids and all that like that. And it's like, you're the worst driver in the whole country because you're the one kissing the boss's ass, you know? I mean, I'll tell people all the time, okay, I moved up in the ranks, okay? I got off the road. I became a dispatcher. I became a manager. You know, I became a training coordinator. I moved up in the ranks, and I quit doing that. And the reason I quit doing that was because I couldn't move up that much further without doing one of two things, either kissing the boss's ass or being an asshole to the drivers, because that's essentially what I had to do every day was do that, and I refused to do it. You know, and that's kind of why I went back to driving, because I don't have to, you know, basically I don't have to kiss nobody's ass. Truck driver. They need truck drivers. So
I was listening to the Fox today, and Ellen Boyer was on there from Women in Trucking.
Okay.
You know, I got about as much use for that woman as I do the crabs. I don't give a damn. I don't care who likes it or don't. When have you ever known me to give a damn about what I said or what I thought about anybody?
Yeah.
I don't give a damn. If you can talk about the Pope and the President, who in the hell is she or anybody else that I say anything about? You like me or you don't like me. Don't make a fat rat's ass of me either way. I am who I am. I always have been, and I ain't going to be. I'll be the same asshole when I die that I've been all my life. And everybody knows me for that. And you know that now. You knew it when you met her. And if you're sticking around to be a friend, okay, we're good. But she was on there today running her mouth about we need more women drivers. We need more women drivers. We've only got 10% of women out here driving a truck. I don't give a rat's ass. Women have the same opportunity out here as the men do. They want to drive truck, come out here and drive truck.
Yeah.
You know, it's a level playing field as far as the pay. You either driving for mileage or driving percentage or you're driving whatever you're driving. Drive what you drive. Do your job. Take your paycheck and go home. Quit crying about, well, we need women out here. We can't get women drivers. And that's whose fault. You know, they got the same opportunities as men does. And then she started on the 18-year-old drivers.
You know, every news organization and every politician you see out there says there's a pay gap, that women get paid less, men get paid more, and there's a pay gap.
Bullshit.
And I'm
going to
tell you something right now.
Bullshit.
There is no pay gap in the trucking industry. The trucking industry, when you go work as a company driver, the drivers get paid by their experience level and their time in. So if you go to that company and you got if everybody's got 3 years experience, everybody makes the same amount of money, regardless of who they are.
In defense of the some women, the reason it pisses me off to hear her sit there and whine about the women drivers. All right, we've got a woman driver that's in our group. In fact, we got several of them in our group. Holly drives trucks. She goes out there. She busts her ass. She works for LTR, one of LTR's better drivers, if not one of their best drivers. She works every day. She don't say nothing. She does her job. All right? You got Kelly. Kelly's out there. Yes.
As an owner-operator.
She's out there. She's pulling. As an owner-operator, she's got an older truck. You know, not an old truck, an older truck. She goes out there. She's pulling up. She don't have the finer things in life. She don't have automatic transmission. She don't have airbags in her damn truck. She don't have nice, big, you know, easy boy recliner to sit in so her butt don't hurt. She drives the same thing that a man drives out here. We're all in this together. All right, now she drives it. She pulls flatbed, step deck, double drops, RGN, oversized. Now I see she's pulling containers. She does anything she has to do to make a buck. She don't complain about it. She's a hustler. She goes out and does her job. My wife, when I met her, she was pulling flatbed. She pulled flatbed damn near her entire life until in the 15, 18 years she pulled flatbed until she got with me. When her and I got together, she was pulling flatbed. We pulled flatbed for a while. Then I got her into dry van. All right, she started pulling dry van. In fact, I was pulling a dry van for the guy we was driving for. It was an owner-operator, nice guy. He was a little bit of an asshole, but so wasn't I. So that's why me and him got along so good.
There you go.
All right. But she started to work for him. I got her on over there. She started to work for him. What the hell does he do? He takes the damn dry van off of me and gives it to her and puts me back on flatbed. Now, you want to talk about being fair? Where the hell does the fair come in there? I
get exactly.
It, but either or. All right, she did that. So she drove the same old raggedy trucks that the rest of us had drove, and she never complained about it. She did her job, and she can still drive. All right, now, and then I hear these women crying about, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't drive this, I need that. No, you need to get off your damn, your little cloud that you want to sit on and go out and do your damn job.
Yeah.
If you can't do the job, then go do something else. I was always told in life, if you don't like your job, go find something else. Now, that's the way it is.
And they're not
the only ones. That's just three that I know that's close and dear to us right now that I know about right now. I can
right.
sit here and name women for half a night, you know, different ones that I know or I have acquaintances with that's drove truck, and they're really nice people. They're really nice women. They come out, they work their ass off. They don't ask for nothing more than what they get. They work for what they get. So that being said, the women want to go out here and cry and whine, shut up. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Quit your crying. Do your job.
There you go. That's
all
awesome.
Right. Go ahead. I'll shut up. Greg?
No, that's great.
Blame it on me.
That's a perfect way to cut through.
Is it time for a break now?
cut through the music. Key the walkout music here. Here we go. But, yeah, that's great because exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, the camaraderie with the trucking industry. Redneck and I is all about building the brotherhood of trucking up to where everybody knows exactly what's going on out here. There's nothing to hide or shuffle or move around. And we're not here playing these political games with everybody. We're here to tell it like it is, and that's what we do. And talking about, all that stuff is great. So if you want to be part of it, just call in 516-387-1733. Be part of the conversation, hit 1. We're on YouTube Live. Go check us out, redneckandnives.com. Don't forget one of our great sponsors, and that's LTR Transportation. And you can go check them out at ltrtransportation.com. It's a great trucking outfit out of Denver, Colorado. Give them a call at 720-277-0030. And that's at ltrtransportation.com, load-to-ride transportation. And we appreciate those. So we're going to take a little break. We'll give you right back here. And continue on. We got about 30 minutes left, so here we are, Redneck and Eyes Radio.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneck and Eyes. Redneck and Eyes, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Everybody, this is it with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're coming at you live here Sunday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You can call in at 516-387-1733. Be part of the conversation, just hit 1. And we're rocking along here for a couple hours talking about trucking industry things. And, of course, we're getting ready for the Mid-America Trucking Show. And if you haven't heard by now, we were not going to be allowed to set up in the parking lot. So if you feel that that's not right, that's what you want, then you need to let the truck show know. And you need to go to truckingshow.com. And let them know. And we appreciate everybody helping us out on that. We see you posting on Facebook, so keep up the great work of doing that and letting everybody know that that's part of the great experience of the truck show is being in the parking lot at night and having great entertainment and great food and camaraderie and all that kind of great stuff going on there at the show. And that's part of it. So we're just kicking back here, talking about things. You know, you can check us out at redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate that. And don't forget one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. That's that company out there cleaning those particulate filters, and they do all like the SCR units and the EGR coolers. They do all the special catalysts for all those, you know, particulate filter needs. And you can even overnight your DPF filter, and they'll clean it in their really clean lab and then overnight it back to you. And that's pretty cool service. So give them a call, 800-634-3010, or give them a shout-out over at dpfregeneration.com. And when you talk to them, let them know you appreciate them supporting Redneck and Ice, because we really do appreciate them. So we're just rocking out here with the folks here, kicking back and finishing it up. Like I said, we got about 20 minutes left, maybe a little more. And we're just talking about women in trucking a little bit ago. And, you know, maybe Greg wants to publicly make known that it's great that we have these great women in trucking part of Redneck and Ice. The problem is that we can't get some of them to just come on this damn show. They're like afraid or something. Maybe that's a woman thing, Greg.
I know one woman that ain't afraid. She's listening tonight, but I don't know why she won't call in.
Well, and
I know she's,
done,
listening.
And she, well, she's done the show. Yeah. She's hosted the show before. So, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. She ain't scared. I'm telling you, she ain't scared. She ain't afraid of nothing.
Yep.
You know,
but the others.
Living with me, you know, married to me, as long as, you know, as long as we've been together, trust me, she ain't scared. Because she ain't afraid of me. She ain't afraid of the devil himself.
Right. No, no.
Because
no.
Sometimes, with my attitude, I can be right the next best thing to Satan as you ever get, I think.
Yep. Yep.
I know.
And,
I'm not the easiest person to live with or get along with, but right, wrong. If I'm wrong, prove me wrong. Until
that's right.
Then, I'm right.
Yep, that's it. That's it. Yeah, it's something else. You know, we get great conversations going on here. We've got other callers always coming in every now and then, you know, some things like that. But, you know, those others that we're trying to get calling in and talking about the industry, because, you know, there's all these misconceptions, and we've got a lot of people part of Redneck and Eyes that can really set everybody straight on all that. And they just don't feel like very comfortable talking on a so-called radio station in any form or fashion. So they don't, you know, I don't know what it is. I remember my grandmother never liked to be on camera because she said, oh, I sound like a hick on that camera. Well, you sound like a hick all the time.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. This is a radio station I've been calling into every week?
Yeah.
Oh, hell, say it ain't so, man.
Oh, man. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah.
You know
that's,
what?
You ain't heard the music
game
playing
I'm
all
not
the time
gonna get started. I'm gonna 20 minutes. I'm not gonna get started. I'm gonna let Robbie have the rest of it, him or whoever else, because I'm getting a little
right,
bit.
Well,
I'm getting a little bit.
I'm enjoying this right now.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little bit shy now since I know I'm on the radio.
Oh, since you're on the radio, you don't want to talk no more?
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit shy now I know that I'm on the radio.
Oh, what a chicken lollipop.
Here's a funny topic that I think will be enjoyable. So Greg, let me ask you a question. Quote, unquote, Caitlyn Jenner came out the other day and said that men should not be allowed to compete against women in college sports. How do you feel about that?
I think she's 100% right.
Now, is it a she or a he?
Well, see, I listened to that. I heard that. And all right. Well, how do I put this so I don't, you know, piss off the snowflake? Who gives a shit? All right, here it is. You want it? Here it is. I don't care. I don't care what she wants her gender to be. All
right? Right.
I remember when his ass was on a box of Wheaties and he was, you know, an Olympic champion. Okay, I remember that when Bruce Jenner was, all right, so he comes out years and years down the road and decides to do this. Okay,
yeah.
That's all fine. But what it or she or him or shit or shim, whatever you want to call her, him, whatever, whatever you want to call it now, they're right. All right? And she admitted. She said, yes. it don't matter. There's still a female, a male that changed, whatever, changed their gender, has still, they've got the same anatomy as a man, even though they're taking women hormones out, whatever. They still got the upper hand, and it's not right. And that's why she said that she would not compete in a woman's sport because it was not fair to the women.
Right.
So where do you go? You can't condemn her if he or whatever, now that he is a her, you know, if they could, she could sit there and say, okay, I understand. I want to be who I am. I want to be what I am, but I'm not going to use that to benefit my agenda to get somewhere farther in life. I know it's not fair. And I agree with that. And that's all she's saying. You can be a woman if you want to be a man, can be a woman, but don't go and try to be, don't play both sides of the fence. Don't be a woman, but want to compete in a man's sport just so you can have the upper hand to benefit for, you know, to
yeah. Well, especially most of these athletes that have switched like that have started competing as a woman, that and they're technically, you know, biologically a man. I mean, they were competing with the men like 2 or 3 years ago, and it's just recently that they started switching, and then they started dominating because
they couldn't win with the men, so they had to go to the women so they could win and get somewhere.
They're even doing that in high school now. And I think that they're doing that in high school. It's not because they feel like their, you know, gender is confusing and they want to switch because they feel like their life would be better if they switched. They're switching to win. They're not switching because they need to feel better about themselves. They're switching so they can win, is what they're doing.
If these guys want to switch and they want to be a woman, and they want to still want to compete in, you know, in women's sports or whatever, they're fine. But first of all, they need to go to an MMA fight, go to a cage match and say, fight an MMA with a man, and see how they fare there.
Yeah.
When he beats them down to their damn panties in there, and gives them a good ass whooping, that sends them back over and say, now, go over and see how that worked out for you, which bag.
That's hilarious.
No, Sid.
No, that's what it is all about right here. It's what's the motto that I always say?
I'm gonna be in so much trouble.
See,
I'm gonna be in so much trouble.
I mean, we are all
you have to go home to
some,
that one,
and that's our then some for the day. But in fairness to all of this out there, let me just tell you the coolest thing I think about trucking is that because you are you do a job as a truck driver, and you are a lot of times in an office by yourself. Technically, you are in the truck by yourself, going up and down the highway, and you are always, you know, you're somewhere else different every day. You're not having to deal with the same people over and over again, and you are allowed to be kind of like, it's a solitude life. Wouldn't y'all both agree that truck driving is kind of a solitude life where you're by yourself pretty much most of the day during the week, is that you don't really interact with people personally in the trucking industry unless you're talking to people on the phone all the time or whatever. But I mean, a lot of times it's always you. And, Well, what
my
I was going to get
friend,
at.
The best friend that I got out of all my friends, the best friend that I got is me.
There you go.
We get along perfect. We never have an argument, never a disagreement. He always agrees with me. Best friend you can have is yourself.
So that's going to be our new T-shirt. Is we're going to have Redneck and I's. I'm a truck driver. My best friend is me.
There you go.
But no, but what I was getting at was that there are so many people that have a lifestyle that. I mean, it's not my lifestyle, it's their lifestyle. And it's everybody's lifestyle is different. And in trucking, you're kind of allowed to have that lifestyle. you know, whatever it is. If it's different from what you see, you know, it's whatever you want to be. It's, you know, I've been out there. I don't know if you've been out there. I've been out there and I've seen it. I've seen people, you know, they wear clothes that they want to wear as long as it's appropriate attire for the industry. You know, like, you know, you should be wearing closed-toed shoes or boots for some, you know, doing a lot of stuff, you know, long pants, stuff like that. But you see a lot of people, they're just, they look like they are in their own skin, like they are comfortable looking the way they want to look. And it's because of the trucking industry, because they're a truck driver, it's allowed, because it's not, there is no look for a truck driver. You don't have to have a certain look to be a truck driver. You don't have to have a certain, there's so many different people out here being that there are truck drivers. There's so many different people. Everybody's different. And there's so many different people that it's really cool. Because when somebody thinks of a truck driver, you know, you get a picture in your head. And I'm just here to tell you right now that what I've seen out there is when I see truck drivers, I see different people. I just see tons and tons of different people, different religions, different backgrounds, different lifestyles, everything. Everybody's different. And it's, to me, it's pretty amazing. And, you know, when you see people out there, you know, that are trying to, like, do something that they probably shouldn't be doing because, and they think it's because of some political correctness or whatever, you know, that's not what it is. People are just trying to get along. They're trying to live their life. And if you want to change something so that you can win at a sport, or if you want to change something so you can win an election, you know, that's your problem. And I'm not going to buy it. But there's people out here in the trucking industry, and they're just living their life. And they're wanting to be comfortable in their life. And they look the way they look, and they act the way they act, and they do what they do because it makes them comfortable. And they do a great, and there's tons of them out there that do a great job in the trucking industry, and it's awesome. And we see that. We saw that back our last truck show that we did. Taylor got up there, and he was, you know, we were auctioning off T-shirts, and we were auctioning off the toy truck and all that. And there were so many different people standing there side by side bidding on that stuff. There were from different religions, different backgrounds, different races, you know, whatever it was different people all there standing together and supporting the industry, which was awesome. So,
right.
So that, you know, and that to me, that's the best part about the parking lot. It's the best part about the trucking industry is that no matter what, if you walk in there and we see you get out of the big truck, you know, there's, you know, unless we see it that it's a company that you work for that everybody drives an automatic, then other than that, you know, you're going to get some respect.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It used to bother me, you know. I mean, it used to bother me thinking, you know, this is my job. This is my profession. And I'm proud of my industry. And for years it's been like that. And I've always tried to do what's right and kind of dress respectful and dress appropriate and everything, you know, stay clean shaven and everything. And, you know, there's times go, yes, let's say it is what it is. You know, I might not get a shower every day, but I guarantee you the first chance I get every other day, I'm going to get a shower. I'm going to get cleaned up.
Right.
If I go a day or two, you know, say, no, I don't feel like shaving today, I'm tired of it, I start getting a little bit of, you know, get to where, you know, I said, man, I need to shave. I start getting scrawny. I start feeling dirty. Even though I know I'm not, I do. And I think, man, I really got to get my act together. This is crazy. There ain't nothing worth this, you know. It's time for me to take care of me. You know, stop, get a shower, get a decent meal, shave, you know, get cleaned up. Do you feel better, you know, then?
Yeah.
But, man, I go in here and I see some of these people coming in these truck stops, Ed, and you know, you go in there and you're standing there at the counter waiting to pay for your fuel or, you know, get your fuel, or whatever, and you can smell them when they come through the door.
Right.
And I'm like, really? I mean, come on now. And, you know, everybody's got to get fuel. And when you get fuel, you get a shower, free shower, use it.
Yep.
And then you see them walking through the parking lot. I don't give a damn what you wear. It used to bother me. I'm thinking, how in the hell can you dress like that? out in public and walk around people looking at you. I mean, you see these people walking around or, you know, I mean, yes, I'm not small, but I'm not as big as some people. But I'm talking, when you're talking, you see these people run around 300-400 pounds with, you know, like they got yoga pants on and they look like walking through the park with yoga pants and flip-flops and they look like an Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
And then you go over there and they step up on the side of the damn truck and you think the son of a bitch is going to turn over on them. How in the hell, you know, and then I go to get my physical every 2 years, and there for a while they was pushing sleep apnea.
Yeah, all right?
And then they was saying, well, if your neck's too big, you know, your BMI's too big, we're going to refuse your physical. You know, when I go in there, you have to bend over and touch your toes. You got to do this. You got to do that. There's people out there that ain't seen their damn toes in 40 years. How in the hell did they get a physical?
Right.
Where's these doctors at that's doing that?
Yeah.
Now, I'm sorry. I got a problem with that. I know that some people can't help the fact that they're heavy. It's hard for them to lose the weight. But, you know, I've been watching what I eat now, trying, and I've been losing, and she has too. But, you know, when you go in there and you see somebody standing in there and they're 350 pounds, you know, and they're standing there with two big quarter pounders and a large fry and a large sweet tea, and they got three or four lunch cakes, a half gallon of chocolate milk, the shit, they're paying for it out there at the damn counter, and they're walking out.
But yeah, no.
With two grocery bags on each arm, and they can't get the truck. I got a problem with that.
Yeah, and they're at the truck stop buying that stuff at the truck stop, which means they're paying double of what they could
exactly.
be paying.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Getting healthy, I think, is a really big important thing with the truckers. I think we need to we should be, you know, sharing as much information as we can with truckers. There's a woman on Facebook. She does like yoga for truck drivers, and she's talking about drivers trying to get healthy and all that. And really, what it is about it's about moving. You know, get moving.
I don't want to hear her bullshit either.
I
don't want to hear her bullshit either because you know what that is, what it goes back to. You know, I've been hearing this shit too. You know, they've been preaching for how many years now? Oh, truckers' health, truckers' health. Truckers need to eat more healthy. They need to get exercise. They need to get more healthy. You know what? It's hard to get exercise when you're out here running 14 hours a day, 11-hour driving, 11 hours a day. At the end of 11 hours a day, the last thing you want to do is get out and walk a half a mile, a mile across the parking lot.
And then
you come back.
Yeah, no.
And then you go every freaking truck stop you stop at that had a decent restaurant where you could go in and get salad or get something that was half-ass healthy for you. Now they've taken all the restaurants and shut them down. They're putting IHOP. Yeah, I hop my ass back out to the truck when I go in one.
They're putting in a Wendy's or McDonald's or fast food. Or greasy food. Greasy food is
they're
the worst.
They're worried about the driver's health, but they put all that fast food in there.
But that's what it is. And you remember when TAs actually had little like workout areas? They had a little room you could go in with a bike. They closed them down real quick. You walk into a big TA that used to have those. That's a storage closet now. That little gym area.
You know why they took them all out?
No.
Because they got tired of having to pay. They had to cut tired of having to pay another employee to go in there and wipe the dust off them because they wasn't getting used.
Yeah, right. Nobody was using them. You're right.
I mean, that's what it come down to. Nobody used them.
Nobody used them. You're right.
Nobody used them.
Yep. But just like then, getting back.
Speaking of the older truck stops, I was down in last weekend. I got held over last weekend down in Jackson, Mississippi. The Petro down there still has the phone booths where you used to have to call dispatch to get a load. It wasn't no electronic stuff. It was phone booths, and they had them all locked up.
Wow.
They're using them as storage now.
Back then, you had drivers who was in pretty good health because before the cell phones come along, you go out and sit your truck, and every half hour, 45 minutes or an hour, you had to walk into the truck stop, call dispatch so they can say, well, give me a call back in an hour. Okay, walk back out to the truck. Give me a call back in an hour. You walk back in there, call them. Give me a call back in another hour. You went back and forth like that all day calling dispatch. Now you've been up all damn day running back and forth to that payphone. Then 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, hey, go pick this load up. You got to be, it's got to be 500 miles up the road in them by tomorrow morning. Well, I've been up all day because I drive well. It's got to be there, Trevor. Go load it and go.
Yeah.
Really? These guys anymore, they don't know what that shit's all about. They think it's hard out here now. They don't know what it was like back then.
Compared about 15 years ago, it was quack right now. There's so much, you know, you got the electronic log. You don't have to do nothing, press a couple buttons. Dispatch sends your stuff over to you on either your e-log device or your cell phone or something, and it's done. You're not calling into dispatch. The company I'm leased to, I hardly ever talk to dispatch. It's all by email.
Yeah, back in the day, you were on the phone 30 minutes just writing down all the pickup numbers and addresses and all that stuff and directions.
Right.
There was no address. Yeah, there was no just here's the address, plug in your GPS. No. You had to, get directions.
No, you had to call the people, get directions. Yeah, you go down here, you get off and set an exit, turn right, you go down there to this big red barn. There'll be a couple dogs out there in the yard barking. Turn left right there. Oh, man, those are directions I used to get. Unbelievable.
If you get to where the old church
damn barn
used to be, you went too far.
Yeah, since they gave me the directions, they got painted the damn barn or the barn fell down, the snowplow done knocked the mailbox down, the dogs got old and died, and now you have no idea where the hell you're going.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's just wild.
But that's what we do here. We reminisce about the good old days of how you had to work for a living. You had to learn how to read a map. You had to learn how to take directions. You had to learn how to actually check the oil. There was no sensor to check the oil level. You had to actually use the dipstick, you had to actually open the hood. There was no dashboard that had all the lights on there to tell you what was wrong. You actually had to open the hood and look.
There are a lot of dipsticks out here, but they ain't an engine block, I'll tell you that.
But that's what we do here.
Next to one. There's a dipstick next to me.
Oh, damn it.
I'm thinking about a Kevlar vest here for long. Because I'm thinking the way I've been running my mouth for a while, I think I'm going to need one for long, because there's going to be a lot of people out with a damn hit on my ass.
Yep. Well, it's on YouTube.
Either that or they're
going to
want you... It's either that or they're going to want your autograph.
Yeah, it'd be famous.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Yeah. Yep. What's that old boy? What was his name? Buck Owen. They're going to put me in the movies, and all I got to do is act naturally.
Yeah, all I got to do is act naturally.
But that's I think that's going to do it for the night. What do you think?
It's been a good show, I guess. It's been
the Greg show tonight, and Greg just been going all night long.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
changing the subject on us.
It's any way to get Greg going. It's a good night.
Oh man, it's a good night.
I don't know. I don't know how much we got accomplished, but I managed to piss a bunch of people off probably when it hits YouTube. I don't know. Don't care. Don't matter.
New episode 1883 coming out. Also, if you are into other good shows that are like Yellowstone or, things like that, they just released the new season of Ozark. I don't know if you watch that, Greg, Ozark. You ever seen that? No?
No.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Took you guys forever to get me to watch Yellowstone. Quit changing shit up on me.
Well, I tell you what, Ozark.
Ed, you're going a little too fast for the old guy there, man.
Yeah, you're going
a little too fast there.
Download the app.
never mind, man. I'll wait till we get off the radio before I tell you what I think of you.
No, damn. All right, well, that's it. Then let's see here. Let me get this going. Cue the music. There we go. Hey. This is going to be great, guys. This is a good show tonight. We're going to get the cuts out to YouTube, but it's on YouTube Live. A two-hour show is on YouTube Live. You can go watch it anytime. It's always on there. And then also, don't forget, we're going to actually put some videos on Facebook, too. Good subjects talking about here. So make sure everybody gets the wind of that and all the information we got. But like I said before, you guys would chime in one real quick, but as of right now, we're not going to be in the parking lot. Redneck and I is going to be set up in the parking lot. That's going to be it right there. So if you think that's not right, if you want us in the parking lot, then you need to let the powers that be know. Go to truckingshow.com and tell them what you want. I mean, it's one of those things where if they want a successful truck show, they're going to have to do what the drivers want. And if you don't tell them what you want, then they're just going to assume that they know what you want, and you got to tell them. So go to truckingshow.com and let them know. And we'll be here rocking and rolling on YouTube, Facebook, all that good stuff. Redneckandeyes.com is a great place to see where we're at as far as, you know, what we're doing and all of our links to our social media and everything. And also our sponsors. Don't forget, we got Trucker Tools, Trucker Tools app, DPF Regeneration, DPFRegeneration.com, and also LTR Transportation, Load-to-Ride Transportation. They're at LTRTransportation.com. Go check those out. We really appreciate their support. So this is going to cut it out here. This is going to be great. We're looking forward to talking to everybody next week. Going to be around Sunday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern time, Sunday evening. And you can call in at 516-387-1733. And we're just rocking along here. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. And everybody have a great night. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio. The pain and fear is no stranger, but it's life needs to be satisfied. Hooked on a hit, sex ride. Hooked on a hit, sex ride. We'd like to send a shout out to all these great supporters. They hung in there with us through the beginning, and we couldn't have done it without them. GTS Enterprises, North Liverpool, Ohio. RM Transport of Chandler, out of Chandler, Arizona. CK Hunter Transportation, out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. Peter Ramsey Trucking, out of Mountain Grove, Missouri. Dixon Transportation, out of Sarcoxy, Missouri. Lifetime Nut Covers out of Crystal Lake, Iowa. Iowa 80 Truck Stop out of Walcott, Iowa. SoCal Flashlights out of Los Angeles, California. My Right Load at www.rightload.com. And DPF Regeneration at www.webakem.com. Thank all of you for your support and generosity to Redneck and Eyes.